Harper Audio presents The Whatnot by Stefan Bachmann, performed by Peter Altruna. To my family, who made me who I am. Prologue. No one noticed the soldier. He stood in the middle of the ballroom, dark and hunched against the blazing lights, and no one saw. Brightly coloured frocks whirled around him, coattails spun past, the laughter and the chatter filled the air, and the clockwork maid sped right up to him with their heavy trays of glasses and red currant tarts, but he never moved. His face was white as bone. Blue shadows stood out under his eyes, and his uniform was blotted with mud. Mr. Jellyby did not notice him either, not at first. He was busy being worried and a little bit irritated, leaning against the fireplace and watching the guests as they moved toward the dancing floor. The gentlemen were in full uniform, jangling with swords and medals of bravery, though most had not seen a day of battle. Red sashes slashed down their chests. The ladies smiled and whispered. Such bright birds, Mr. Jellyby thought. So happy for tonight. It was hot in the ballroom. The great windows were edged with ice, but inside it was a furnace. Candles were lit, the fire stoked, and the chandeliers burned so bright that the air around them rippled and the ceiling was heavy with smoke. Mr. Jellyby rubbed the hair above his ear as if to scratch away the silver that was appearing there. He could smell the red currant tarts as they skimmed past. He could smell oil from the servants' joints and the damp wraps and overshoes lying in steaming heaps in the neighbouring room. The orchestra was tuning up. Dear Ophelia was stooped over a sofa, trying to placate Lady Halifax, who seemed in constant peril of exploding. Mr. Jellyby felt he needed to sit down. He turned away from the mantel, looking for the most convenient escape. That was when he spotted the soldier. "Good heavens," Mr. Jellyby squinted. "What were things coming to that you could get into a lord's house dressed like that? The lad's coat was filthy. The wool was sodden, the buttons dull, and the collar was black with who knew what. Had he been fresh off the battlefields, it might have made some sense to Mr. Jellyby, but the Windhammer Ball was the going-off celebration. The war had not even started yet." "Dashing good bash, this," Lord Gristlewood said, sidling up to Mr. Jellyby and interrupting his thoughts. Mr. Jellyby jumped a little. "Drat." Lord Gristlewood was a droopy, fleshy man with pale, swollen hands that made Mr. Jellyby think of dead things soaking in jars of chemicals. Worse yet, Lord Gristlewood was the sort of man who thought everyone liked him, even though no one actually did. "Dashing good," Mr. Jellyby said. He scanned the crowd, making a point to ignore the other man. Lord Gristlewood did not take the hint.
"Would you look at them? Brave lads, everyone. The pride of England, why, a thousand bellowing trolls could not frighten these men."
Mr. Jellyby pressed his lips together.
"Well, don't you think?" Lord Gristlewood asked.
"No, I don't usually." Mr. Jellyby spoke quietly into his glass, hoping Lord Gristlewood wouldn't hear.
"I beg your pardon?"
"Oh, that is, I certainly hope so." Lord Gristlewood smiled.
"Of course you do. Cheer up, old chap. It's a celebration, after all."
"Indeed." Mr. Jellyby set his glass down sharply on the mantel. "Well, old chap, if I'm to be honest with you, I see no reason to celebrate. We are entering into a civil war."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?